It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farah. The Trump administration is freezing billions in child care funding for five states controlled by Democrats, including Minnesota and Illinois, but not Wisconsin.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services also recently announced new changes to how child care funding is distributed nationwide, claiming widespread fraud in the industry without citing evidence.
This comes months after child care funding was jeopardized during the federal government shutdown back in the fall.
We're zooming in on how childcare funding is administered in Wisconsin and what safeguards are in place to prevent fraud in the state.
Ruth Schmidt is executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. Ruth, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Heather Murray is with us, owner of Art House Preschool in Wanakee. Heather, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Heather, a lot of moving parts here. The freeze in funding for five states, a pause in funding while policies are being reviewed, policy changes coming. As a preschool operator, do you feel a sense that you know what's coming in the next couple weeks or months when it comes to this federal funding that comes through the state that goes to healthcare providers?
I'm hoping that things turn around because we, as providers, cannot go without that income from Wisconsin Shares.
How important is that income to your operation and to the parents who rely on your services?
Well, my colleagues and I across the state run on very razor-thin margins, so any money that is not coming in will have devastating effects.
Ruth, I imagine there's a variety. Some providers of preschool may rely less on that federal funding, some more. Statewide, how big an impact does this kind of federal funding have on providers like Heather?
So every month, Wisconsin pays out about $35 million to child care programs through the Wisconsin Shares child care subsidy system. That money is paid out through a parent pay system where it is loaded onto the cards of income eligible parent pay cards, EBTs, for income eligible families. And then that is what is used to make direct payment to their child care programs. We know that right now, Wisconsin is serving approximately 35,000 children on the Wisconsin Shares program every month. And I do want to add that when we are talking about how we're using our federal dollars, we need listeners to keep in mind that while we're talking about child care, we are also talking about what is happening with our school-age children who are in before and after school programs. So we're really talking about care for children from infant through the age of 12. And we know that almost half of that revenue that comes to Wisconsin is spent on children who are school-age. So this is a really complicated issue if the funding is delayed.
And complicating things further, we have two different announcements from the White House. One is this thing targeting five states, including Minnesota, Illinois, not Wisconsin, stopping a lot of funding there. There's also this nationwide thing saying, hey, we're going to pause at least some of this funding while we review how it is sent to states, how it's reviewed, how fraud is prevented. What of those two announcements do you see affecting Wisconsin child care providers?
So at this exact moment, the latest that we had heard, and this is as of last evening when I received from our National Association for the Education of Young Children an update on what is coming out of Department of Health and Human Services, that states are going to be required in order to draw down their funding for their what we call the Child Care Development Block Grant dollars. States will need to add a couple elements to their process of drawing down those funds from the feds. The two items are ensuring that the state attests to the fact that we have implemented strategies and controls that will help to identify fraud and ensure program integrity. Wisconsin is really well suited for that. Tracking child enrollment and attendance is the other piece. And then the final thing that is required, this pot of money from the feds funds more than just direct service care for kids. It also funds things like child care resource and referral network across the state. It funds things that go through my organization, like the Teach Scholarship Program, and other types of services. It supports our licensing process. And so the state also needs to justify that they have used the funds correctly in those program areas. We don't anticipate any freezing of funds in Wisconsin as of right now. There has been no indication from the feds that funds will not be available to Wisconsin. And I feel like Wisconsin is in a pretty strong position right now.
Heather, a lot of concern from the Trump administration anyway, saying, hey, we're worried about fraudulent childcare operations. What are the kind of things that you as a provider have to do to say to the state, hey, yes, we are an operating childcare system with actual kids in our doors?
We do have a licensor that comes in at least once a year, but can come in at any time to make sure that we're up and running. And we also have to submit, so parents can attend to our center, like we have to have a licensing and a regulation.
We're talking about federal child care funding in Wisconsin. We have Ruth Schmidt with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, and Heather Murray, owner of Art House Preschool in Wanakee. Ruth, you mentioned Wisconsin well situated to comply with any changing requirements, and you mentioned to us that Wisconsin had some concerns about child care fraud back in the 2010s and updated laws and regulations after that. What kind of things changed then that make you confident that we can meet any changing federal requirements?
Wisconsin created a program integrity office within our Department of Children and Families. We did not have that specific office prior to 2010. And that office is designed to ensure that all licensing regulations are being followed. They control ensuring that there are unannounced visits to childcare programs, so sort of surprise visits where they can verify that childcare programs are following licensing, and also note when that is not happening. We have a mechanism in place in Wisconsin where people can report to Department of Children and Families if they see anything concerning in a childcare program. And so Wisconsin really back in 2010 put significant systems in place that are very accountable. They've been audited. These programs have been audited, and tracking attendance and enrollment of children, all of those things, I think, as we went through a very challenging fraud period in Wisconsin, emerging from it, understanding that most childcare programs, I mean, really, I could say virtually all childcare programs are not committing fraud. They're in this work because they want to provide an excellent service to their community and to families in their community and to children.
Heather, on a wider note, I've talked to childcare providers over the years in Wisconsin who are concerned about, you know, not enough childcare out there, a lot of waiting lists. In your community, what is the supply and demand like when it comes to childcare services?
In my community, I have a wait list. There are 9 other providers in Wanakee, and everyone has a wait list, from especially infants and toddlers, but all the way through to school age.
And then how about the staffing side of things? That's a concern I've heard, that, hey, this isn't the highest paid profession. It can be hard, especially with those thin margins you mentioned, to keep staff on hand. What's that looking like for you?
Right now, I am thankfully well staffed, but there were times where I would go through 4 staff in a month and have people walk out in the middle of the day. So that's really hard that way.
Now, Ruth, one story that's been emerging with these accusations of fraud is people showing up at childcare providers. A lot of this is just in Minnesota so far, I think. Trying to get video of the kids saying they are proving fraud. It's been a while since I had kids in childcare. If I was picking up kids and strangers were showing up demanding to video kids, I would react non-positively, I guess. What is your advice for childcare providers if people start showing up demanding access and wanting to take video?
The primary thing is just to acknowledge it's not advice. It is security and safety regulations that are in place that child care programs cannot have individuals that cannot demonstrate authority to be in the space. So whether they are part of a list of individuals that have approved to be picking up children at that program, whether it is an accepted meeting that is happening at the program, but it is very common that childcare doors are secured during days, that individuals cannot just enter and exit childcare programs at will. And there's really good reasons for that that have nothing to do with fraud. They have everything to do with safety and security of childcare programs, the same as we see happening in our schools across the state.
Heather, looking to the future, how important is it to you and other providers when it comes to this federal funding that comes through the state? How important is it to you to have predictability, right? To know what is going to be happening in February and March and on through the rest of the year?
It's very important just because, again, we are such a fragile industry right now. We need to know what money is coming in so we can pay our employees and keep our doors open.
And Ruth, briefly, what are you watching for next to get that kind of predictability that Heather and other providers are looking for?
So just a couple quick things. We know right now in Wisconsin that we have a vacancy of approximately 33,000 slots of care that are sitting in regulated programs that cannot be filled because we cannot recruit teachers into this industry. We need about 4,000 teachers to be added to the roster of approved early childhood educators in our state in order to provide that care. This is an industry that if we continue to question, to vilify, to make judgment on what may or may not be happening in care, we will have an incredibly difficult time recruiting those teachers.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Ruth Schmidt with the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association and Heather Murray with Art House Preschool in Wanakee.